once the final recommendation comes out, and this is proposed to have a grade of B. Now, just for comparison, mammography screening for breast cancer also has a grade of B. So per the Affordable Care Act, the Health Care Improvement Act that's now going into effect, all recommendations from the USPSTF that have a grade of A or B have to be paid by all insurances without a copay to the patient. The problem is that right now, since it is not yet an authorized insurance-covered procedure, patients have to pay for the screening process. Nonetheless, over the last year, we have had more than 55 people enroll in our screening program, which is a screening program of excellence as rated by the Lung Cancer Alliance, and we are the only lung cancer screening program of excellence between the New York metro area and Buffalo. And for a very discounted and actually moderate price of $235, a person can get a low-dose CT scan with the lowest acceptable dose of radiation, a copy of their report, a personal phone call about their report, a phone call to their referring physician or primary care doctor, as well as individualized smoking cessation counseling and follow-up for that for a year. Plus, if any abnormalities are detected, we will arrange for follow-up care. And if they're just supposed to come back in a year, we will keep track of them and have them come back in a year.